I'm Donna Leon. Welcome to Hour 2 of In Town and Out this morning here on CBC Radio 1. We're in for a cloudy day with some sunny breaks as well. Expecting a high of 4 degrees. It's partly cloudy at this hour in the National Capital Region. 1 degree, the winds are from the southwest at 13. The barometric pressure is falling and the relative humidity is 73%. In a few moments, we're going to talk about the Cantata Singers. Their first concert of 2006 is on tomorrow evening. To take us there, some music from Nana Mouskouri with a Leonard Cohen song, Guests.
One by one, the guests arrive, the guests are coming through. The open-hearted many, the broken-hearted few. And no one knows where the night is growing cold, and no one knows why the wine is flowing on. Oh, love, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you now. I need you now. And those who dance begin to dance. And those who weep begin, and welcome, welcome, cries a voice, let all my guests come in. And no one knows where the night is going low, and no one knows why the wine is flowing low. Stumbling through that house in a lonely secrecy. Saying, do reveal yourself. Why hast thou forsaken me? And no one knows where the night is going on. And no one knows why the wine is flowing on. One by one, the guests arrive. broken hearted many, the open hearted few. And no one knows when the night is falling.
That's Nana Mouskouri with a Leonard Cohen song, Guests, from her CD, A Canadian Tribute. Mouskouri calls it an expression of a 40-year love story between the artist and Canada. 16 minutes after 7 here on In Town and Out. They're well known both in this region and throughout the country. The Cantata Singers have also performed across the globe. Tomorrow evening they present their first concert of 2006, a concert that will take the audience on a 500-year journey of choral settings to the Book of Psalms. The choir has a new conductor in this, its 42nd season. Michael Zhao grew up in a small Swiss village. He too performed throughout the world, and he's thrilled to make his contribution to the Canadian choral scene. He may be working here, but Michael's living in Montreal. This morning, however, he's in Ottawa to talk about this new role as music director of the Cantata Singers. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
You've only been in Montreal, you were telling me, 12, 13 months, and this is a big change in your life.
It is. We came to Montreal in October 2004. And directly from Sweden, actually, where I've been studying for 2.5 years. And we've chosen Montreal because it's a great mixture of North America and Europe.
Yeah. And as far as professionally, was there another decision to go to that city?
Not at all. This is maybe the craziest thing we did, because we came to Montreal without any jobs, any friends, any place to live. Nothing. We came to Montreal about the year before that, in February, and my first impression of Montreal was it was rainy, it was cold, it was gray. We still fell in love with the city, so but we didn't have anything to come to, so we just came and started from scratch.
So where did you start in terms of looking at music and how you would get involved in the musical scene in Eastern Ontario, West Quebec?
There was kind of a lot of, you know, research done before that. For my wife's part, more in like, where do we want to live? How do we do the whole immigration and all that? And for my part, which are the big groups and who are the conductors and where would I like to work and with whom would I like to work and what are the really good choirs? Since my wife is Canadian, I already have some insight into the Canadian choral scene. Her father has an own choir. She has been singing since she's six, so I know about the Canadian choral scene, but of course that was more an intense research to find places to work. And when I came first time to Montreal, I introduced myself to Ewan Edwards, who listeners here know very well as a leader of the Choral Society, and to other prominent conductors, and, you know, try to find the net of work.
Well, before we get to the concert and the Choral Society, I want to ask you, did you meet your wife through music?
Of course.
It would seem obvious, but...
We met in a choir, actually, and the choir, that's the World Youth Choir.
Oh, yes.
It's a project organized by the International Federation for Choral Music, IFCM, and it's a great, great project. They gather 100 singers between 19 and 26 for 1 month each summer, and then you tour a country or several countries. You have one fantastic conductor that works with you for the whole month. And so we met in Estonia in 96, I think it was, and saw each other over several summers, then in Asia, and then... I think, where was the other one, in Taiwan and in the Philippines. So it was really very, very exotic and interesting.
Yes.
In the beginning. And then she moved actually to Europe to work at the IFCM, and then moved to live with me in Switzerland, and, you know, that's how everything went. So we have a very great appreciation for everything multicultural and music groups that just, you know, connect cultures and countries and worlds together. So that's very much what we're into.
So was there a sell at all in getting you to come back to Canada, her native land? Or were you willing?
I was willing. I guess it was, you know, payback time. since she was living for 7 years in Europe for my sake. And then we moved to Sweden, to Stockholm, so I could do my postgrad. And after that was the question, where do we want to live? And for me, it didn't matter at all where to go. And she wanted to be back closer to her family. They're from London, Ontario. And so it's a good compromise. And from here, we're there in 7 hours by car, and I'm back home at my mother's in a small town called Obermumpf in Switzerland within 9 hours.
Wow.
On the plane. So it's, you know, in the middle, and it's a good compromise.
I want to talk about your own musical background and what you've done.
I started actually out as an elementary school teacher.
Oh.
And I taught for several years, and as well during my studies I always taught at high school and secondary school. I mean, they have different definitions over here. But I was always involved in music, especially in choirs. I think I had my first singing lesson when I was about 14, when my voice started changing. Yeah. And it went on from there. At one point, I remember I had choir practice every night of the week. I was really kind of addicted to choir singing at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, with my pedagogical background and all that, it just changed more into being the leader, and it went on from there. So I took up my studies in Basel at the Musikhochschule, music university, and there I did a 6-year degree in conducting and musical education and voice. So it was rather broad, the whole training I had there. And I was working at the same time with different choirs and as well at a music high school. And that's the time when I got involved into the international choral scene, which made me want to do more and learn more. And I got to know the Scandinavian choral scene and choral culture especially. And so I ended up in Stockholm doing my postgrad there.
Now you've come to Ottawa to get involved with the Cantata Singers.
Ewan Edwards told me about this position. I applied and was invited to do a first round audition, which happened basically the second day after we arrived in Canada.
Oh.
So we arrived on a Monday, and I did the audition here on Tuesday night, and then I was selected to do a concert, actually, so a whole production in the spring of 2005, and that led then to the position starting in August. Yeah.
How much pressure is there on you, especially it's the second day you've arrived in a new country and you're auditioning and doing a concert then to be in line for a job?
I guess the first time with the choir I was jet lagged, so I don't really remember. No. I think I was really in a way exhausted from the whole travel, so I was very relaxed, and that was actually very nice to be in this kind of stage. And then to do the concert, that involved doing 8 rehearsals, dress rehearsal, and a concert, which you can look at 8 interviews of 3 hours each with the choir, and it was very exciting. I think we could really get to know each other, both sides. It was for me as well to see, do I want to work with the choir? Not only does the choir want to work with me, but do I think that I want to bring this choir somewhere within the next 5, 8, or 10 years?
And when you're the new guy on the block, and when you're coming in, and they've been around for a long time, is there a particular approach that you personally use to make them feel that you're there for them and they're there for you?
I think for me the most important thing is that what I do and what we as a choir do is in the service of the music. And in that sense, I don't take myself that important that I feel I have to really work as personally to get the choir on my side. Of course, I have to do my best to convince them that we do great music together and to bring them to a point where we as a group do fantastic choral music. I think that's one approach. The other thing is maybe I could compare it with the place we have in Montreal. Getting in there and October 2004 and looking at the layout and all the garbage the other people left behind and how it was painted and so on. And then slowly starting to renovate.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one wall where we thought, there has to be a window. So, you know, you break open the wall and make a window.
You just do that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that. I was watching.
Yes.
And there was another wall where we could just, like, enlarge a room. And, you know, you have to take down that wall. And then there are renovations that take longer. You do a little bit here, a little bit there. But now, after these, I think it's about 14 months, we can say it's our place. And we live there. And if you come in there, you see that we live there. And I think that's what's happening as well if you take over a new group like that, an arts group. You have to do a gentle renovation. There are some things that have to, you know, change rapidly, immediately, and maybe with a big bang.
Well, let's talk about the concert that's coming up on January 29th. Give us an overview of what's going to be covered in that concert.
The concert covers 500 years of music written to the Book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
So we start in Italy, in Renaissance with Gabrieli, and travel through Italy, through Germany, and through Estonia, which is interesting.
Yes.
And come over to Canada and basically end our travel today with the Psalm 100 by Robert Anderson, who is a former member of the choir.
Ah.
So for me, it was this kind of starting, as you maybe might say, in the cradle and bringing it back to us, to our choir, to our own, and to our time. So the Gabrieli we start with is a fantastic piece with three choirs, which was written for San Marco in Venedig. We have a treble choir, mixed choir, and a bass choir. Of course, these parts would have been played by instruments called parte, but we don't have, you know, the resources, so we do everything a cappella. That's the first piece, and it's really great how he writes and creates this huge sound in the church from all kind of different angles and perspectives.
And when you've got beautiful old churches, too, the acoustics are just so wonderful when the choir begins.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward.
Of course, you've got those in Europe.
We got those
no
in
kidding.
Europe. I'm looking forward to performing this music because it's all a cappella and it goes up to 16 parts at one point.
Wow.
And to bring this music into big space, to have this sonority in the room, and this is something that can reach the listener very much. In this concert, we perform music all to religious texts, so a listener might not be touched or moved or inspired by that, but there is something beneath that, some sonority, some soul in the music that can reach everybody.
Well, I want to thank you for painting a wonderful picture of your new place and your new home.
Thank you so much.
That was Michael Zaug. He's the music director and conductor of the Cantata Singers of Ottawa. He will conduct Sunday evening's concert, The Book of Psalms. It begins at 8 p.m. tomorrow at St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Glebe Avenue near Bank Street. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for seniors and students. Coming up in the next half hour.